بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We began to speak about chapter 78, سورة النبأ, about the great news that the disbeliever are in disagreement of. They're asking one another, what is it? What is this great news that they are in disagreement? We also said that it is the message of the Prophet ﷺ, it is the Quran, it is the Day of Judgment, it is the horrific events on that particular day, the Day of Resurrection. And why would they disagree? First of all, the Prophet ﷺ came to the disbelievers, came to the idol worshippers from within. For 40 years, he lived among them. He was like each and every one of them, with the exception that he did not worship the idols. He was known to be the honest and trustworthy. They would entrust him with their money, with their wealth. They would entrust him with decision making, and they would seek his opinion in great events. So when the revelation came to him and he declared that he was the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, and all that you worship is nothing, and you may not worship except Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he came with this, they became shocked and they went into denial. They said that you're a sorcerer, you're a magician, you're a liar, you are a soothsayer, you're insane. And they disagreed, and they were in argument of what the Prophet ﷺ came up with. Allah says in verse 4 and 5, nay, they will come to know. Kalla sayalamun. Thumma kalla sayalamun. Nay, they will come to know. Nay, again, they will come to know. And this is great warning for those who disbelieve in the message of the Prophet ﷺ. For those who disbelieve in the existence of the Day of Judgment and what Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for the disbelievers, and what Allah has prepared for those who believe. And Allah Azza wa Jal, after doing that, in this introduction to the surah, Allah starts to give the people eye-openers. So you are in disagreement, so you're questioning the validity of the message of the Prophet ﷺ. You think that there is no God. You think that Allah the Almighty would not send a messenger with his book to guide the people and to get them out from darkness into the light? You still doubt this? So Allah Azza wa Jal is giving eye-openers to those who do not believe in resurrection. And the people who do not believe in resurrection have a big and grave problem. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you. There are six pillars of iman, of faith, which we believe in. To believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. The belief in the Day of Judgment, that there will be accountability, is what restrains Muslims from doing bad things. For example, if I look at the way I'm living, if there was no day of reckoning, if there was no resurrection, I wouldn't be here preaching people. I would have been out there doing whatever I want. I would kill people. I would steal from people. I would become the most influential, the most feared, the wealthiest, because there are no limits, no borders, nothing to restrain me except the law. And if I can cheat the law, then who cares? Not the Muslims. Even if a Muslim can cheat the law, he knows that there is a day of reckoning. And man, he will pay for his dues. And he will pay for his sins. And that is why those who do not believe in the existence of Allah, or those who do not believe in the day of resurrection, they're wasting their time. They're doing nothing. They're not living the life as it should be lived. For those who do not believe in another life, and at the same time, they're not preparing for the other life which awaits them. And that is why Allah the Almighty is giving us eye-openers. So Allah begins with, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Have we not made the earth as a bed? So, the first blessing and favor of Allah Azza wa Jal is that you find the earth in front of you flat, as if it is a bed prepared for people to sleep on. Do not listen to what people say, because had we not known that the earth was around, anyone would tell you that the earth is flat. So, if you recite the Quran, you'll find evidences that there are planets and they are round. And if you recite the Quran, it talks to individuals about what they see. Anyone who does not know about NASA, about space travel, would look and say that the earth is flat. And if I go from one point to the other, I don't see any curve. So, the Quran is talking to these individuals and telling them, look around you. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the earth as a bed. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. And we have a saying, from Al-Mahd ila Al-Lahd, from the cradle to the grave. So seeking knowledge is like this. So Al-Mahd, a cradle or a bed. And this is from Allah's favors and blessings upon us. If you look at the land we live in, it's not so rocky that we cannot plow and use to cultivate. And it's not so soft that our feet would go deep in and we would not be able to use it. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the whole earth for us as this bed. So flat, so easy to use and to benefit from. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. So, we made the mountains as pegs. And what is a peg? A peg is something that you put deep in earth to hold something. So it's like a rod. It's like a peg that is used with tents. And if you look at the mountains and how Allah the Almighty has created them, they are something to ponder upon. In Surah Al-Ghashiyah, which we will come inshallah to discuss, Allah mentions four things for us to ponder upon. The camels, the heavens, and the mountains, how they were erected. And we often take things for granted. I once had an office when I was working in my former company, and this office had a sea view, and it was on a high level of a building, and it has all windows around the office, so you could see the port, the sea, the ships. It was a magnificent scene. It's beautiful view. And I used to enjoy watching the expression on people's faces when they come for the first time to my office. So when anyone came in, he took like 6 to 10 seconds just staring at the view, and wow. And I just would enjoy watching his face. And then when he looks at me and he says, what are you doing? He said, And I explained to him, Subhanallah, being in that office, I never appreciated that view. I did appreciate it for the first few days, and then it was like any other view. And this is life. These are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they come to you, you may appreciate them for the first minute or two, but then it becomes something of a habit. You become accustomed to it and you do not appreciate it. The mountains are like this. And this is what we will ponder upon after the break. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us to ponder on the fact that these mountains were erected. Allah here describes them as being pegs. In different verses of the Quran, Allah keeps on telling us that these mountains stand firm. And geologists tell us that the plates on the surface of the earth keeps on moving, but we don't see this. If they move a little bit too violently, we have earthquakes. And these mountains, with the grace of Allah, stop or hold these plates from moving. And that is why they're described as rawasi. These mountains are firm in holding these plates together. And people fail again to notice this. We take it for granted. We see these beautiful mountains so high, so strong. So what? It's an act of nature. No, it is not. It is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has planted for a reason. It is so magnificent, so strong, that Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that they ask you about the mountains. What will happen to them on the Day of Judgment? Say that Allah Azza wa Jalla will blast them all and will make them flat. And I want to say, okay, big deal. We can do that with a nuke. We can nuke a mountain and have it flat. Well, it's not that easy. I worked for another company that did mining work. And one of their projects was to get a mountain in Mecca, which is next to the Kaaba. It's called Jabal Umar, the mountain of Umar. And it's not that huge or big. It's just a normal sized mountain. It's not something like that goes hundreds of meters in the air. It took us approximately a couple of years plus to blast the mountain and to excavate and to take the debris away from the place until it was flat. One mountain. Look how many hundreds of thousands of mountains on earth. Who did this? It is Allah the Almighty. And Allah is opening your eyes. Look around you. Is there any person, any entity, any country, any nation who is capable of manufacturing one hundredth of a tenth of a thousand of what you see? Can't you see? Alam naj'al al-ardha mihada wal-jibal awtada. Haven't we made this for you to see and ponder upon? And then Allah says, and we've created you in pairs. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah has created us in pairs. And in pairs means more than just a man and a woman. It also means that most things have a counter to them. So Allah created us as male and female, old and young, beautiful and ugly, fat and thin, black and white, and people differ, although they're created from a single father and a single mother, Adam and Eve. Yet, when you see the diversity, the colors, the languages, the different mentalities and characteristics, you keep on finding all of this, and this indicates to one single thing. That is the greatness of the Creator. Can't you see? It's an eye-opener. Only those whom Allah guides would be guided. those whom Allah Azza wa Jal wills not to guide will continue in their blindness, and they will continue in going astray. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve us all. Then Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and have made your sleep as a thing of rest. So, this is one of Allah's favors. And imagine if you did not sleep for a couple of days. How would it be? This is something we take for granted. And we never appreciate that Allah gives us a time to rest. And this shows you the greatness of Allah the Almighty. When a human being does not sleep, this is a deficiency. This is an indication that there is something wrong with that individual. But when Allah the Almighty does not sleep, this is an attribute of perfection. Because if Allah sleeps, the whole universe would collapse. Allah does not sleep, the Almighty. Allah does not rest because He is perfect. He doesn't need sleep and He doesn't need to rest. Humans are imperfect, and that is why if they do not sleep, this is a sign of a deficiency and there's something wrong with that individual. Allah has given us the night to rest, has given us the night to stop from being active into restoring some of our strength back. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And this word is derived from السَّبْت and السُّبَات, and it is also similar to the word السَّبْت, which is Saturday or the Sabbath, because they are ordered to not work, that is the Jews, on the Sabbath, unlike us, the Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are exempted from such obligation. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and have made the nights as a covering through its darkness. So one of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has given us nighttime. And this is a blessing to the majority of the human beings and to the animals. There are exceptions. There are 6 months of all daytime and another 6 months of all nighttime, as in the Scandinavians and the North Pole, etc. But to the majority of human beings, they don't have this, alhamdulillah. They have segregation between night and day. So Allah Azza wa Jal had made night to cover the people as if it's form of clothing. So when night falls, it covers the whole earth, it covers that area with its darkness. So it's like a piece of cloth that wraps around the people, the community, the countries, and the earth. And Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and have made the day for livelihood. So Allah Azza wa Jal made this as the norm. People work in the daytime and they go to bed and rest at nightfall. Nevertheless, this is the general term. We do have people working the graveyard shift. So they would not say, hey, this is not for us. No, this is temporary. This is not the norm. The norm with the majority, the vast majority of people, that they work during the daytime and they sleep and rest when it is night. All of these are things that are given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal. And people may feel that they have these things and they deserve it and this is their God-given right, while it is not. Now, it is important always to appreciate Allah's blessings and favors upon us. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count the blessings of Allah, you'll be unable to count them. Daytime and nighttime. The sun rises and the sun sets. One say, so what? This happens every day. Imagine yourself sitting in a room in pitch black darkness. And all of a sudden, You see these lights around me? They're turned on. What happens to your eyesight? This is literally blinded by the light. So you could not see anything. You have to close your eyes and it's harmful. Maybe it may harm your eyes as well. Allah's grace and mercy that when it is pitch black at night, when it's so dark, the sun does not rise like this. The sun takes its time and the dimness goes away bit by bit and the light creeps in bit by bit. Your eyes are accustomed to it. Now you can see. And this is something we take for granted. It is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Almighty. Likewise, if I'm out there in my field plowing, if I'm in the market, if I'm driving, if I'm doing whatever I'm doing outdoors or indoors, and all of a sudden, boom, lights are off. You'll have cars, collisions. You have people falling into wells. You have problems and catastrophes and calamities. But Allah's favors and blessing upon us. The sun sets bit by bit and darkness comes little by little until your eyes are accustomed to it and you can see. These are favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we take for granted and we never ponder upon. When you recite these verses and Allah says, this and this and this are my favors over you. Open your eyes. Appreciate, acknowledge Allah's greatness, acknowledge Allah's knowledge and mercy and favors and blessing upon you. When you do this, you attain true belief and conviction, and you get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal because now you're appreciating Allah who created you, unlike those disbelievers who do not appreciate, who object to Allah's decrees. Why did you do this? Why him and not the other person? Why me and not him? And they keep on complaining and whining, not knowing that it is Allah the Almighty that created us. It is Allah the Almighty that tests us. It is Allah the Almighty that would reward us with paradise if we succeed, or with hell if we fail. So wouldn't it be wise of you to ponder upon this? This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.